Portsmouth Comic Con event is happening on the 11th and 12th of May. I know, it's just over a week away. It is massive. It is now one of the most respected Comic Con events in the country. It is certainly a very popular event here in the city, and it's a pleasure to welcome this morning. I know I said he was coming on at 9:30, but he's not. He's here now. Can I welcome to Express Lincoln? Lincoln, good morning, my friend.
Morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Always a pleasure. Lincoln, this is firstly a massive event for the city.
Huge event. It brings 6,000-7,000 people per day just to come into the Guildhall and do all things Comic Con-y.
If anybody hasn't been to Comic Con before, give us a brief description, because you're going to be down there for the weekend. Give us a brief description, of course, what the weekend is about and what it means to you.
The weekend's full of exciting Comic Con and pop media content. So we have Doctor Who's coming, we have Sylvester McCoy, we have Paul McGann, we have Ace, Sophie Aldred coming down. You can buy merch, you can go to panels that are really all about comic book culture, superheroes, gaming, anime, animation, so you can sit and listen to them. And of course you can also meet the artists, the comic book writers, people that you read and look at all the time.
I mean, certainly this is an event where you can get very up close and personal with a lot of people that are going to be there that are your icons, certainly from the world of Doctor Who.
Absolutely. You can meet the stars, talk to them. You can take selfies, you can have autographs, you can listen to their stories and hear all about their experiences making some of the best and well-known episodes of Doctor Who in history.
I mean, the other part of it as well, you can go along and meet them, but you're going to be having some panels where there's going to be some great discussions. And you can pick up some facts that you probably didn't know before, because you do get in quite a deep conversation.
Absolutely.
With them.
Yeah, we have fans coming, listening to our panels, but then they can talk, they can ask questions. We've got panels on 40 years of Ghostbusters, this 40th anniversary of the first Ghostbusters movie.
Is it really 40 years?
40 years since the first Ghostbusters film. Yeah, we'll be celebrating that and talking about, you know, why ghosts and pop culture still fascinate us, because, of course, we've got Frozen Empire in the cinemas at the moment, a sort of another Ghostbuster film. We've got a panel on the MCU, and we're looking forward to the new Deadpool movie, so we'll be talking all about that. We've got even a panel on sport and British comics like Roy and the Rovers and other characters. So we'll be talking all about that too, nostalgia freaks.
Do you know what the worst part is about this? I'm beginning to feel old. Because I don't get to see many movies, okay? However, I remember going to see the first Ghostbusters movie 40 years ago. I mean, suddenly, and now you're talking about Roy of the Rovers.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, okay.
I won't tell you how old he is.
No, go on, because you...
75.
No, really? I'm not that old. I'm not that old. I'll put that out there now. But that's the sort of thing that people will come along and they want to get to know these particular facts.
Yeah, he's 75 years old or years young this year, Roy of the Rovers, as the first appearance in comic strips. So we're celebrating that at Comic Con as well.
Now, you're going to be obviously doing the panels, obviously, with the Doctor Who's.
Yeah.
We're going to be catching up with Sylvester McCoy next week. I mean, what a fantastic Doctor.
Well, I grew up with him. You know, I know he was the sort of last Doctor on TV in the 80s, but iconic, really. Him and Ace as a pair.
Yep.
So Ace as well is coming along, so it'd be amazing to listen to what he has to say. And I have the privilege of talking to him and Paul McGann and Sophie Aldred on the main stage at about 12:15 on Saturday. So if you are coming down to Portsmouth, early bird tickets get in at 10, or coming for general entry at 12,
yep,
you're just in time to see that panel. So come along.
I because I know you're going to be up there and you're going to be doing the panel.
Yeah.
You are a massive Doctor Who fan.
Huge, huge. You know, it was with me, as I said, through childhood. I can remember watching Peter Davison when I sort of first sort of tuned into the show. Then I watched repeats. John Pertwee was my sort of favourite Doctor, in a sense. And I wasn't even alive when he was on TV for the first time. Sylvester McCoy, and then more recently, people like Matt Smith, Peter Capaldi, iconic, David Tennant, of course, and now the new Doctor, Shuti Gatwa. And so the Doctors will be on stage talking about their experience playing the Doctor. And then later on that night on BBC, Shuti Gatwa's first episodes will be airing. So what a day for Doctor Who.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of information regarding the first episode coming out, obviously, in the news today. I don't want to give too much away in case people are eagerly awaiting it. But there's a little bit, if you go on to some of the news stories, there was a little bit about the first episode.
Really, spoilers?
No, no spoilers. I'll be honest with you. I think it's just the way he felt about the first episode and about, I think, the fact that he's playing such an iconic artist. You know, I mean, what a character to play.
Big shoes to fill.
John, we've got Mr. John Brown in the studio this morning. John, I know this is a massive event that you work so, so hard on, because it's a massive event for Express FM to be involved with. We're very honoured and privileged to be right in there amongst everything that's going on. You do all the work behind the scenes. Mm. How close is it now for you to having that work completed?
Well, when I came into you this morning, I think the first thing I said to you was, I think I slept. I think. Yeah, we're pretty close. So we're hosting Speaker's Corner, which we do every year in the main room. We've got guests booked across both days as well. Lincoln's got the top job. He's got the doctors out on the main stage, but do pop by and see us. We're in the main room across both days. So the Express team, some of your favourite faces and voices from Express FM, will be there across the whole weekend hosting some of those talks in Speaker's Corner. So that could be anyone from comic artists to community groups to, you know, there's so many. We were just talking about Ghostbusters. Obviously, the SOS Ghostbusters are going to come and join us for a bit. They were in the movie. They were in Frozen Empire.
Yep.
We'll be talking to Michael Carter as well from American Werewolf in London, Return of the Jedi. So that's coming up as well. So, yeah, there's plenty going on. And then, of course, we'll be broadcasting live. I mean, I would always recommend, as would Lincoln, that you come and actually see us and really take this thing in, because it's quite magical. It really is. But if you can't be there on either day, you will be able to tune in to Express from 11 till 3 on Saturday and Sunday to get all the action. Hopefully that might tempt you down there.
I mean, to be honest with you, we are so lucky to have this in the city. This is, like I said, now one of the most respected comic cons in the country. I think it's possibly the third or fourth largest, I believe. You may know something slightly different.
It's getting there, for sure. Because, as I say, it's certainly the most family-friendly, I would say, Lincoln, wouldn't you?
Certainly. And absolute Comic-Con, Portsmouth Comic-Con, is all about the family focus. So bring your kids, bring the family, because there'll be something for everyone. So whether it's, as we said, something for the older generation to celebrate anniversaries, but something for the kids too. There's loads of activities, face painting, cosplay costume competitions. You can go through Star Wars experience walkthroughs. There's stuff on the main stage around Stranger Things and Harry Potter. So something for everyone all the time. You could actually come out and you think, did I spend 6 hours in a Comic-Con event? You know, because there's also catering, the food. You don't have to leave.
It's absolutely superb. But it actually starts in one way on the Friday, because you've got your research event, which is happening on the 10th. It starts at 9:30. It's running right the way through till 3 in the afternoon. Lincoln, tell us a bit about this research event, please.
Yeah, obviously the University of Portsmouth is partnered with Comic-Con, and as academics, as lecturers, as teachers and fans of comics, we want to celebrate any way we can. So we've organised a research event where we have some of the artists coming in the day before to be a little bit more sort of focused on understanding the industry. So we've got Andy Fanton, local boy, who writes for the Beano, Minnie the Minx and the Bass Street Kids. He's coming down to talk about his career in comics. David Bailey, who works with Comic-Con and putting on all the artist panel, will be there. And we will be examining pop culture around comics, why British comics stand out as some of the best. And we have some of our academic researchers talking about their research on comic books that they're doing right now.
That is an amazing start to the weekend.
It is, and you can sign up. It's a free event on Eventbrite. Just look in Eventbrite for Portsmouth Comic Con Fringe event, and there's a free lunch.
And it's going to be happening here at the Eldon Building.
Here at the Eldon Building, 9:30 till 3.
However, you please register before
you
turn up on the day.
You can register to vote too. But come along and register on Eventbrite so we know you're coming, so we can get your catering and details before you arrive.
I mean, that is going to be fun. That is really the perfect start to the weekend.
Lovely way into comic book fan geekery. Mm. Come along to the university and listen and talk and engage.
Okay, one question before you go, Lincoln. Mm. What's the one thing you're looking forward to that weekend?
I'm shaking hands with Sylvester McCoy, Paul McGann, and Sophie Aldred.
Yeah.
You know, last year I was lucky enough and to talk to and interview Pete Davidson, Colin Baker, and Nicola Bryant. And now I've got another whole set of doctors and companions. This is amazing. It's what I get paid for. It's ridiculous as a lecturer at the University of Portsmouth.
Listen, Lincoln, thank you for joining me this morning. John, thank you as well. I know the work you've put in behind the scenes for this particular weekend, certainly from the Express FM point of view, has been absolutely superb. So thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Don't forget, if you would like to go to Portsmouth Comic Con, I know what you're going to do. You're going to wake up on Saturday morning and go, we're going to go to Comic Con today. You'll get down there and find that it's sold out. Get your tickets in advance, okay?
Yes.
Go to PortsmouthComicCon.com. That is PortsmouthComicCon.com if you would like any more details. Lincoln, John, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.